This is Crick Info Audio.
You're listening to Crick Info Audio, and I'm Siddhartha Vaidyanathan reporting from St. Kitts. Both Brian Lara and Rahul Dravid were relatively satisfied after the teams fought out the third successive draw of the series. Dravid felt that a target of 350 might have been chaseable on this pitch, but praised his team for fighting back after conceding 581 in the first innings.
You know, I thought 350 would have been a score that we thought we could, after four runs in over, you know, it was always going to be difficult. I mean, over on the last day, I mean, history tells you it's probably never been done. I mean, 4.5 runs over 390 runs on the last day has probably never been done. So, you know, it's never going to be easy. But I thought we batted well. We put up a good start, and you know, we looked like having a little dip in the afternoon. But it was always the wicket was a bit slow and low, and the ball was quite old and soft. So, you know, we had to go for a while, but then we knew it was always going to be a bit of a challenge. And after Dhoni got out, we, you know, decided to just play it out. I think coming back from 159 for 5 was a heartening thing for me. I think, you know, really the way the boys fought, I think Lakshman's innings and the way he controlled his partnership with Dhoni, then his partnership with Kumble, and then you know, Harbhajan and Munaf batting that sort of last 1.5 hour is great. I mean, we talk about these things a lot in team meetings. We talk about it a lot about, you know, the lower order showing some fight and showing some character and courage, and they showed it. I mean, and that's a really heartening thing to see. I mean, as a captain or as a you know, as a management, you look at the lower order and see that if they show some fight and courage, then that gives you a lot of heart, you know.
Dravid was asked a number of questions about team composition. He backed Srishant, who he said bowled beautifully in this test, but also added that there would always be a question about including one player or the other.
So Srishant's been one of our better bowlers. He swings the new ball. He provides us with something. Munaf Patel is someone who comes and hits the deck. Srishant pitches the ball up and swings it, so gives a bit of a variety. And Sri's been probably one of our better bowlers in Test cricket over the last. I mean, if you see his performance, where he's been bowling, and I thought even in this Test match, his bowling on this wicket was really good. He swung the ball, he pitched it up, he took wickets. I mean, you can always look at the people that are sitting out, and I think we have this tendency to do that a lot. You know, I think when people are picked, we always look at the people who are sitting out and say, why is he not picked and why is he not picked? And I think, you know, only 11 people can play, and I think we've got to try and focus on the 11 that are playing and the job that they are doing and how well they're doing it, rather than worrying about if he had played and if he had not played. I think, you know, ifs and buts have no place in cricket. You know? I mean, you can ask me a question about every single guy that I left out here. And if I pick Irfan in the next match, then you will say, why did you leave him out? So, I mean, you know, I'm going to keep getting asked questions about people that I don't, that left out. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that we picked what we thought were the best 11 and the four best bowlers who we thought would do the job for us in the conditions. I mean, you know, when Harbhajan's not picked, you say, Harbhajan, why Harbhajan? And then Irfan's not picked, then pick Irfan or VRV or... I mean, there are 15 guys in the squad and 11 can play. So, you know, that's 11 that plays.
Brian Lara was happy that his team was finally able to dominate a test match in this series after hanging on for a draw in the opening two tests.
You know, we batted well in the first innings, and we sort of set ourselves up pretty well from that stage of the match. I thought that we bowled pretty well as well, especially to the Indians in the first innings. Unfortunately, we ran out of steam, I suppose, after 9 wickets. And the last wicket put on quite a few runs. This sort of set us back. You know, these little opportunities in test matches, you need to grab and finish the opposition off, and we didn't. But all in all, we put ourselves in winning positions, and credit must be given to the Indians for, you know, fighting themselves out of it and actually having a little sniff of victory at some point in time today. I thought it was a very good test match, and again, it's, you know, unfortunately turned out into a draw, but, you know, it leaves Jamaica, you know, as the ultimate test match, as the one. It's a virtual finals, really. Any team that gets on top and wins that wins the series. So it's going to be exciting.
Yet, he hoped that he could get an extra fast bowler for the final test at Jamaica, and said that it was up to the selectors to take the decision.
You know, if we get the right combination out there, things have to work for us as well. I mean, today, this match, we played 7 batsmen. We got 581 runs, but we didn't have that firepower. We didn't have that extra bowler that we needed to, you know, put pressure on the Indians. You know, so it's going to be a choice, really, on, you know, if you're going to play 6 and 4 bowling options. I think that's really the area that we have to think about. You know, other than that, I'm happy with the gradual progress of the team. I think that we have made some step forwards in terms of you know, getting on top of the Indians, and they're not taking notice of us. And I think going into the last test match, I think we have a slight psychological advantage. I don't know what's the exact prognosis on Fidel Edwards. He's been injured since the first test match. But, you know, other than that, we have other options. So, you know, I mean, let's not talk selectorial problems we have here. I think that's, you know, that's going to be discussed by Jerry Carew, Gordon Greenidge, Clyde Butts, and Bennett King. I mean, they've got a headache. Let's see if they can come up with a winning combination. I think, first of all, the guys who have been here have done a tremendous job throughout the series. And, you know, they've performed on surfaces sometimes that did not really support their bowling style. So, I mean, a couple of days rest. This is test cricket. And if we actually have to go to the reserve bank to get new players because we have played three hard test matches, it shows some sort of weakness. And I'm still very confident that the likes of Collymore and Jerome Taylor, who seems to be coming to his own, Pedro Collins, we got Bradshaw here, these guys are still able to perform at their best. Maybe an addition might be a good choice, and maybe we have that final decision the day before the match or something like that. But I'd really like to still see that group still around.
Lara added that he would like to get a result in the final test at Jamaica beginning the 30th of this month. He said that after having played 1.5 months of tough cricket, it would be a bad result to end in a nil-nil draw.
I would love to see this series come to a result. Of course, a positive result for the West Indies team. But I think it will be a huge disappointment if all four test matches finish in draw. And, you know, at the end of the day, we would love to see, you know, good cricket in the final test match. I wouldn't say that, you know, win or lose, it doesn't matter. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, you spend a month and a half playing test cricket, you'd like to see a winner at the end of the day.
Hope you enjoyed listening to Cricket Info Audio. Please do send us your feedback or comment at audio@cricketinfo.com. And for more audio feature, log on to cricketinfo.com/audio. This is Siddhartha Vaidyanathan signing off from Warna Park. Hope to see you in Jamaica and enjoyed our coverage.
This is Cricket Info Audio.